Hi, can I speak to Mr. Bishop, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Patrick. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, sir, the law firm helping you in your Scottish redress case.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm not bad, thanks.
Perfect. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Patrick?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Patrick, is to go out and gather the evidence to substantiate your claim. You've been speaking to our customer care team, who's obviously got all of your details together. But it's my role to write to the likes of education authorities and social services and the likes. So today's call is more about getting to know you, Patrick, a little better. And trying to understand the trauma that you faced as a child, how that had an effect on you as an adult. You know, how has that, you know, haunted you into your adulthood with the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Patrick, is I'll then write to GPs, NHS, rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence, and submitted to the Scottish Redress as an accurate picture of, you know, Patrick Bishop in care and, you know, Patrick Bishop because of care, if you like. And they have to take that into consideration when deliberating on our case.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. Bishop?
Yes, that's
right. Perfect. I do apologise in advance here. I am going to ask you some tough questions, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you them. So I am sorry, Patrick.
Okay.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety, Patrick?
No depression. I'm registered alcoholic.
Ah, okay. Mental health. Is a registered alcoholic, yeah? Who do you see for the alcoholism, Patrick? Is that your GP or?
The what?
Who do you get help with the alcohol?
Okay. It gives me stomach tablets and things like that for it, but no, I don't get help, no.
Okay, so you buy your own medication from your GP?
Yes, it's gastro tablets just to help with the gas, amount of gas I consume.
Okay. Have you had any issues with substance, Patrick, or is it just the alcohol?
Just alcohol.
Okay. I've got a tough one, Patrick. It's the tough one I do have to ask. So again, I am sorry, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Patrick?
No.
The reason why I asked that is, you know, a lot of these times, attempt suicide attempts end up in hospital, and I'd write to the hospital and gather that evidence. We can pin that back to, obviously, past trauma and stuff. Okay. So, with your permission, Patrick, I'm going to write to GP. I don't need to tell him why I'm writing. I'm not going to. But I will request all the medical records in relation to, obviously, your alcoholism and anything else that's on there. And I'll present that to the Scottish Redress, along with your social services and education authority information as well.
Okay.
Can I take the GP's details, please, Patrick?
Yes, Kingsgate Surgery.
Kingsgate?
Kingsgate, yes.
King Street or Kingsgate, sorry?
Kingsgate.
Surgery, yeah. Whereabouts is that? Is that in Paisley?
It's Paisley, yes.
Okay. So what I'll do, Patrick, is I'll write to your GP and I'll request all of your medical records. I'll write to the social services of the Rossi Children's Home.
I was in five children's homes. I was in children's homes for 7 years.
Give me 2 seconds. I don't know why I've only got one then.
I've been in 3 residential homes and been in two normal children's homes, so 7 years.
Yeah, let's do that then together. I've got you in that. So whoever's took your information down has got you in Bill Rossi from 19...
I was in Bill Rossi. That was one of them, yes, but there's an F4. Yeah.
Okay, so that, they've got the dates in there from 92 to 99. Obviously, that's not correct, is it?
No, that's not correct, no.
Okay. When was you in, or roughly what years were you in Bill Rossi, and then I'll go and add the other ones for you.
Bill Rossi, it was roughly in 94 to 96.
Okay. And what's your, well, obviously, was that your first one?
No, that wasn't the first one, no.
Go on, let's go through them.
First one is a Greif Children's Home.
Greif?
Greif, yes.
G-R-A-I-S?
G-R-Y-E-E-F-E, I think that's what it is.
G-R-Y.
St. Bridgerweir.
St. Bridgerweir, yeah?
Yes.
Is that of Weir?
Bridge of Weir, yes. W-E-I-R.
Yeah, okay. Roughly what dates was that?
That was, hold on, it's about 7 years I was at a total, so.
So you've got 94 to 96 in Bill Rossi, so
was it? Yes, it was 1992 I was in Greif.
Okay. 96. I need to do that. Yeah, let me just check these two first and then I'll add whatever else. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, can I have the other two, please?
It was a Greif and then it was Paul Rossi and it was Beach Avenue.
Beach?
Beach, yes. Avenue.
Yeah. Avenue?
Yes.
And was this a residential home, was it?
No, just a care home. Greif and Beach Avenue are the two care homes.
Okay. And whereabout was Beach Avenue?
That's in Hunter Hill, Paisley.
Hunter Hill, Paisley, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And roughly what date was you there?
That was 1993.
Okay.
Newfield.
And is that a care home as well?
No, it's a residential home. It's got a school in it as well.
Is that in Paisley as well?
Yes, in Johnston. It's next to Paisley.
St. Johnston.
And that was 93 and 94.
Okay. Just pass this on. Now, if I go here, yeah, I've got all four. Okay. Do you any more or?
Yes, so the last one is 96 to 98.
96. And what was the name of that one?
Kibble.
Kibble?
Yes.
And is that a residential school or a care home?
A residential school, yes. It's the main one in Paisley and kind of surrounding Glasgow. It was not. It's called the Kibble.
The Kibble.
Kibble. Oh, Kibble. Kibble. Kibble, aye. The Kibble
Pie. The Kibble Pie. The advert.
It's KIBBLE.
Yeah, interesting. And that's in Paisley as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's 96 to 98. That was that's a residential home.
Okay, just add that. Okay, Tessa. Okay, yeah, got all five of them.
Yes, because it was 7 years in the same home too. Just a few miles.
Yeah, no, I get that. So I write to you, there'll be a couple of different, you know, St Johnston and Paisley, likely other than Bridge of Weir, there'll be a few different social services I'll write to. There for you and educational authorities. When I get your information back from these social services and the educational authorities, do you want me to share the information with you, Patrick?
No, that's all right. I was in them for 7 years. I just don't like remember, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, that's up to you. I mean, a lot of my clients like or want me to share the information with them just so they can piece, you know, bits of a puzzle back together. Some clients never ever want to see them ever again. So it's entirely up to you. I'll tell you what I'll do is it's going to take me anywhere between 6 and 10 months time to get this information back. Mr. Bishop, I'll offer you it, you know, when I get it. And if you want copies of it, you can have it. If not, don't worry, I'll keep it here. Offer clients. Okay, so what we'll do is when I get the information back into the business, I'll go through all with you on a call, each care set, and make sure that we've got all of the evidence, or I've been able to gather all of the evidence for you. We'll go through your care settings, make sure that your statements, we'll have to obviously write a statement per care set, and so we'll do that together, you and I. When you're happy with everything, when you're happy with all our evidence.
Kind of 7 years of physical mental abuse in care homes, and that's kind of
horrendous. Horrendous. Absolutely. I don't get how you're so brave even just talking to me. We'll then add your medical records of your, obviously, certainly your alcoholism. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Just to let you know what we've done so far, Patrick, is we've gave them notice that we are going to claim. We've got an application number for you. We've been registered and recognised as your law firm, but we've told them we are providing support and evidence.
Okay.
So you know, all this work, if you like, it just goes to it just helps, you know, you as a client to get the most positive of outcomes from this process.
Shouldn't really get a problem in the amount of years I was in home care?
No, definitely won't be. No, many percent it won't be.
I think that should be all right, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should be fine. The reason for the evidence, we're not trying to catch anyone out. We're just trying to make sure that we subsidise and make sure that you've got the best chance, really. Adding the medical records, like I said to you earlier, we can pin, you know, the fact of, like, you know, alcohol or substance abuse or issues, we can pin that back to, you know, A, you're trying to hide past trauma, or B, trying to get away from past trauma. It can all be tied back, which is obviously why, you know, I was asking you the questions about your mental health and even the likes of suicide and stuff like that. You know, if we can get evidence of it, we can utilise that. You know, to help our clients, if you like. So we'll submit everything together, Patrick, you and I. You know, all your medical records, all your records from social services, educational authorities, and then we wait what's called the panel date, Mr. Bishop. The panel will judge or adjudicate our case. Obviously, with, you know, the amount of care settings you've been, the likelihood this is going to be very, very positive. And then we will hopefully get you the recognition of any wrongdoing, and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Bishop.
Shouldn't be a problem with the amount of years I was in care,
Shouldn't be, no. The likelihood is, Patrick, a lot of these places have, you know, because of the, you know, your time then, if you said you suffered, there'd be hundreds of kids.
There was quite a few in the few homes I was in now.
Yeah, so they'll all be complaining and you know. We also write to National Records Scotland, Patrick, as well, and what we do is we ask them for any sort of indication of past abuse in these care settings. And we pull that in and we present that to the Scottish Redress as well.
Well, obviously, Scottish Redress, they're the Scottish, they'll know about all the care homes that's been accused of abuse and all.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, do you have any questions for me, Patrick, on
just how you thought it was going to go, but I can't really see a problem because I was in homes with a couple of pals of mine and all, you know what I mean? They've already had deals. They didn't talk to me about the answer, I never knew.
I can't tell you, but you've got a very, very, very good chance, let's say.
Right, no bother. Because they were in homes a lot less than me, and they did have conversations, so I was like, I may as well for it, you know what I mean?
You'll be fine. Average payout from the Scottish Redress over the last 5 years has been $55,000.
That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
I've got a couple of pals that's sitting probably an oddie. They're a lot older than me. They were in homes in the 70s and 80s. They were older than me. They were all in home.
What did they get, you know?
One of my pals are sitting at 80.
80?
Yes.
Yeah. It goes up to 100k.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. The average is, he might have got 100k and paid 20% to his lawyer. That's why he's probably a little bit 80.
They'll know the shoes, it won't they?
Sorry?
They'll know the shoes, it won't
they? Mm-mm. You can't refuse it. It's set up to pay. It's set up to help. Some survivors like you.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. Just before you go, Patrick, I just need to go back a step with you, obviously, because of the sensitive nature of these cases. And I'm about to start embark on probably our largest body of work on your behalf. I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees. Make sure you fully understand the other process, the other options out there available to you. I also need to do it on this recorded call, Patrick, for our compliance department. And if you're obviously still happy for me to continue, I will. So just to let you know, Patrick, you don't actually need a law firm or a lawyer to apply through to the Scottish Redress. It is set up so that individuals can do that themselves. Albeit, you know, if you wish to, that you have to, you know, provide your own evidence and submit and create your own case. But that's an option. Option two is there are other law firms, Patrick, who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this or how they do this is that them law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally go into or discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Patrick, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is we as a law firm, we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. We enter into a real impartial fight on your behalf under a private fee agreement, which is a no-win, no-fee contract, and which obviously you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate to tide, basically, Patrick. So it's in our best interest to go out and get you the most amount of money you can. Our fees are capped, Patrick, at 16% plus VAT. The VAT is 20% of the 16, so it works out at 19.2%. So you'll never pay us more than 19.2%, no matter how much work and effort goes into your case.
That's good.
On the flip side, Patrick, on the no fee side of that contract, because you've been through such, you know, tough times because of your time and care, which has obviously subsequently led into you becoming dependent on alcohol, We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Okay.
So if we never get compensation for us or for you, you will never owe us any money, Patrick.
Okay.
It's a genuine no win, no fee.
I read that in the contract.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you, do you understand those three options I've just given you, Mr. Bishop?
Yes, I do. Yes. I already knew that anyway. I had to,
yeah.
I read the contract.
Yeah. Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I assume so. I think it'll just be, I don't know, just a waiting game probably.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's not for me. It's a fight for me and a waiting game for you. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to you every 3 to 4 weeks, let you know how I'm getting on, you know, where I'm getting success, where I'm struggling. I'll either do that by email or a phone call. I may alternate them. Because this is anywhere between 6 and 7 months time for me to get the information back. Your doctors will give me it back within, I don't know, let's say 2 months.
Okay.
Like social services, we've got a real fight on our hands there. And yeah, I'll stay in touch. Just to let you know, Patrick, you signed a conditional fee agreement with us, or a no-win, no-fee contract with us on the 20th of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign that documentation, which is probably coming up today or tomorrow.
Well, that's fine. I'm pretty happy dealing with you. James is all right and all, I mean, so.
Yeah, he's a good guy, James. I was just going to say, if you're unaware, I can restart the 14 days from now, or you can waive the 14-day and we can get started on your case, but that's up to you.
Well, actually, I've kind of read a lot about red dress, and I know it takes about 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
I think there's only 3% of people wearing their shoes or something like that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Our lawyers in contact with them, discussing red dress all the time, and they are getting top off. I think Bernardo's are putting something like 50 million in the next few months, because obviously they had a lot of care homes at the time as well, and so maybe from there was horrendous. So yeah, it's going to be ongoing for the next, you know, 5-6 years. This easy. We are still quite early on here, so you've got an amazing chance of them being asked.
I think I know about the claim scheme, but years ago when I'd seen it, when you see abuse and that, I was kind of just thinking sexual abuse and things like that, and that didn't happen, so I was like, I'm not putting into it if it's that. But then my pal said, no, it's just if you're in care home, physical abuse and things like that as well.
Yeah, well, so anything abuse is, you know, denying you from water or, you know, locking you in cupboards. Abuse is, it's, you know, there's a very clear line between discipline and abuse, isn't there, let's be honest. You guys,
I don't think you should be allowed to restrain you and put your hands on you as well. I don't think should be allowed. That's like assault.
Yeah, again, that's assault, isn't it? Like you said. So, yeah, you're going to be totally fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine, Mr. Bishop. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, just see how you thought it would go and that, but I can't really see a problem.
No, no, it'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be fine. That's all I can say, Patrick.
I know.
It'll be fine, sir. Okay, well, look, Patrick, you've got my number now. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, give me a call. I work for you now.
No problem.
You know, if you need me, you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you remember something, just give me a ring. If I can answer, I will. If not, I'll ring you back.
No problem. Thanks for your time.
No, thank you very much for speaking to me, sir. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll go off and gather your evidence now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. Bye now.
Bye.